Welcome to Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast, the podcast that reviews the reviews of its podcast. I'm sorry if I got a little frustrated last week, I guess. It was just hard for me to wrap my mind around getting more charting and more genres, but even fewer reviews. It just doesn't make any sense to me, and the correlation should be the exact opposite of what that is, but it doesn't matter. I shouldn't have taken it out on you. I think I'm just going through some stuff in my personal life as well, but this is the burden of reviews is on me for the most part, so I'm sorry for lashing out. But the good news is this week we did not get any reviews saying I was a bad reviewer, so I don't think that's the case necessarily, and usually that would mean I would just keep plowing ahead and forging onward. But because I am kind of in my head a little bit about the reality of how none of this, you know, charting, reviews, genre stuff makes any sense, I'm starting to wonder, are people just being coy and not letting me know that I'm a bad reviewer and they just hope that I figure it out on my own? Or are people assuming I am a good reviewer and that I should know and they won't tell me in a review just to clarify and confirm that? So usually this is just not the way. I don't like to necessarily be so introspective, but I think just this whole recent stuff is kind of putting me off my game a little bit. So instead of our usual metric of kind of full steam ahead style, I thought maybe the best way to kind of make sure that we're doing a good job reviewing is doing a kind of full steam behind, I guess. I'm not sure how, I've never been on a ship, I don't know how that works, but basically doing a 180 degree turn and facing the opposite way than we usually do, like facing backwards and seeing in our previous episodes if our reviews are up to snuff and just making sure that we're doing a good job there, since you can never apparently be sure about any, you know, causality and correlation. So I thought for the next few weeks or months or however long it takes, we would go in reverse chronological order back through our episodes and kind of review the reviews we've given to reviews to make sure that the reviews we're giving are actually adequate and reviews enough to give, and just kind of checking on ourselves. I don't like to think about the past too often. I like to look forward, but for now, I think maybe this is a good way. And so we'll just do this indefinitely until we reach the beginning of the podcast. We'll take a couple reviews each week and we'll just review them and make sure we're doing a good job with our reviews. So I think that's going to be the trajectory moving, not forward, moving backwards. Is going to be checking out our old reviews and making sure we've reviewed as well as we can and giving those, a passive approval, basically. So I think that makes the most sense just to make sure we're on the right track, whatever track direction the track's going, you know, because tracks can go both ways. That's the secret, I guess, about... I've never been on a train either, but that's what I assume it's like on a train. So, that's pretty much the plan for the indefinite future. We'll go all the way back to episode one, checking on each review on the way. And until then, we will see you next week.